You've got to decide whether this is going to be a hobby or if it's going to be a business. And to me, those are two very different things. I see so many people who it's a hobby. Well, what I want to do is I really want to hang out with my kids most of the day, and then I want to pick them up, and then I want to go on vacation, and then 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day or maybe 3 hours a week, I want to have some clients and I want to make X amount of money. Well, that's great, but that's not a business. I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, leadership with less ego and more soul. Join me each week as we talk about the deeper and provocative leadership and personal development topics that drive real change. Slow down, react less, reflect more, and lead with less ego and more soul. Let's go. I frequently get emails from former executives, former clients, and just some random leaders on LinkedIn or HR professionals on LinkedIn that reach out to me asking me if they could spend about 30 minutes with me for an introductory call to ask me how I created such a successful career as an executive coach, executive advisor, leadership development consultant, etc. Often, the people that are reaching out have either decided that they no longer are satisfied with their career and are looking to move into something that they think is a little bit more satisfying, and assume that executive coaching would be that, especially a lot of folks who are in the HR or leadership development or OD fields. Also, former executives who either are burnt out in their executive jobs or are retiring and are looking to continue their career because they're retiring early and want to do a second career in what they think is executive coaching would be a good one. So these are the types of people that reach out to me. And it is happening pretty frequently. I would say probably every 2 weeks, I get some sort of a message or a call with a request to meet and talk about my success as an executive coach. And so I thought, why don't I just do a podcast episode for anyone who is interested in moving into this field, but also making a successful living and actually creating a business out of this. Because what I find is a lot of people look at this field and think it looks glamorous. Oh, I can be helping people. Oh, it's lucrative, etc. Yet it's more of a hobby and aren't really understanding what it takes to create a successful business in this area. I see people who are in this field and have very few clients and who don't know or aren't willing to do the work that is necessary to move into the high six figures, even seven figure business in this sort of industry. So I thought I'd spend time talking about this today. So first of all, let me give you just a little bit of really quick, I'm not going to go into the whole story, but a little bit of background in terms of my background. I grew up in Greece. When I came to the United States, I attended college here and I also got two master's degrees. My undergraduate is in business. So that's another whole long story. We could do a whole podcast episode on that. But my interest was more psychology. But my very practical father convinced me to do business, to get a business degree, which I did, which was actually, in the scheme of things, turned out to be a really great idea. I received a master's degree in business and also one in public administration. And the reason I kept going and I never stopped going to school was because I love learning. I love to learn. So getting degrees and being in the school environments while working, so I was working full time getting all those degrees, is just how I'm wired. And I'm still going to school, and more on that later. I have stints in several Fortune 50 and Fortune 100 companies. My first stint was at Cigna Companies, the insurance company. I started out actually right on the bottom floor with insurance sales. So in sales and in a direct marketing center, and then quickly moved into training people who were going to be salespeople, and then training people on customer service, and then training people on management. And then I happened to have the good fortune to have everybody on that leadership team at Cigna, where I was working, be from GE. And so I was trained on all the, at the time, and this is in the 90s, at the time, the Jack Welch School of Leadership was very popular. And so a lot of these folks that had come from GE and were GE executives were training me on all of these different tools and tactics and techniques. And so I fell into training leaders and then organizational development, team building, all of those sorts of things. I moved to Gannett, and Gannett is the owner of USA Today, at least at the time. And so worked for Gannett USA Today, and then eventually USA Weekend, which is one of their publications. Again, heading up and working with other colleagues on management development for the entire company, leadership development, organizational development, all of those sorts of things. So really well-versed in those sorts of arenas. I also had a little brief stint in HR as an HR director, as an HR executive. And then for a very short time, started my own consultancy and then moved over and worked for Northrop Grumman, which is a large aerospace and defense company. I did various roles at Northrop Grumman and was also the director of leadership development, talent development, and training and organizational effectiveness for one of the very large IT sectors. And just love doing all that. And then I went to Lockheed Martin for a little while, which is also another aerospace and defense company. And then eventually I started my own business, which this consultancy now, I started it part-time back in 2014. And in the past several years, it has grown to be a very successful and lucrative business, which I absolutely love. And I can't tell you how much I love being an entrepreneur. So with the corporate background and the executive experience, I think that kind of set me up to do this kind of work. I did get a coaching certification while I was at one of the companies, and I worked as an internal executive coach as well while I was in one of the companies that I was working in. So that's my background history. And what I realized while I was working in all of these companies is that I have a very strong entrepreneurial arm. And what that is that I really like autonomy, and I really like having a direct impact and a direct difference. And while I love working in large organizations, and especially organizations that I really enjoy the mission, which was pretty much every organization I've ever worked in, one of the things that frustrated me was sometimes the pace of how slowly sometimes your end result will happen. And then the other thing that frustrated me was the bureaucracy of not having a direct influence and the layers of bureaucracy that happens in every single organization. By the way, in every organization that I work with right now. So those things frustrated me because I felt as if I didn't always have an absolute direct impact. What suits me in the entrepreneurial area is that I can work, and I work a lot of hours. I can work all day long and I can work the weekends, but I see a direct impact. And to me, and it's whatever it is I'm doing will, and whatever it is my team is doing, we'll have I don't even know how to explain it. You control your destiny. I think that's really how I feel about the difference between the entrepreneurial and the corporate world. Now, one of the things I will tell you is that there's a lot more risk involved when you're an entrepreneur, because when you're working for a large company, if something doesn't go well, something doesn't go through, a project doesn't go through, et cetera, the company still goes on. When it's your company, that's your livelihood. So the risk involved in being an entrepreneur is much greater. And I realized that. And I think that's why for so many years, I didn't make the leap to the entrepreneurial arena. Anyway, so let's talk about executive coaching. If you're looking to move into executive coaching, what advice would I give you? Well, the first advice I would give you is, if you're a former executive, or if you're someone who has been working with as an executive in an organization or working with executives, and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to go now and give people advice because I've been there and done that and been in their shoes, that's a little different. That is really an advisor, or it's a mentor, or it's a consultant. An executive coach is actually not someone who necessarily gives advice. Now, I, as an executive coach, I am also an advisor and I'm also a consultant. But the coaching piece takes a different type of skill than just telling people what to do or helping them solve their problems. The coaching piece is really helping people see their strengths, their weaknesses, taking a look in the mirror, holding up the mirror for someone in a very safe space, and letting them figure out the answers to their own problems rather than you telling them what the problem is. And all the while, what you're doing is you're helping them expand their capacity to think through a problem or think through whatever it is they're dealing with on a larger scale and on a different scale, and perhaps magnifying some of their blind spots so that they can integrate some of these blind spots into the way they make decisions. So what does that mean exactly? In other words, you're helping people bring out the best in themselves and help them change and transform. And you can't do that by just telling people, here's what you do, here's what I did, and here's what you do. Now, in my coaching engagements, I absolutely give advice. And I'm telling people that I give advice. And so the advice is different than the coaching, though. And I think that's where the difference is. So first, you've got to understand that there is coaching is a different skill, and it's a whole different thing. So the first thing I would advise is get some training on coaching if you don't have it. So go out and get yourself. There are so many different coaching schools that you can go to. The Georgetown program is a really great program for leadership coaching. That's the one I did not attend that one, but that is the one I would advise people to go to because it has a leadership coaching bent. Coaches Training Institute also has a very good program to train coaches. That's the one I went through. And I would highly recommend that. And there are many others, and you can Google them and look up an accredited coaching program that is also accredited by the International Coaching Federation. That's the other piece of it. One of the things that I would also advise is that you get certified by the International Coaching Federation. Is it absolutely required? No. But it does show that you have mastered a body of knowledge and a skill in coaching, that you do know how to coach versus just give advice or be a consultant, because those are two different things. That's the first thing. The second thing I would do is I would actually do a little bit, and you do that when you go through a coaching program, but you've got to do a little bit of work on yourself as well. So you're coming out of an executive role, and even if you've been highly successful, you've been a president or executive vice president or whatever your title is, there are probably some blind spots you have. And I would recommend getting a coach yourself. Usually that's required in a coaching program when you go through it, is that you also get coaching. Just like when therapists go through therapy school, they also have to have a therapist. So you've got to also do a little work on yourself to see some of your triggers, to see some of the things that may get in your way when you're trying to help other people. So that's another piece I would advise. The other thing is you've got to decide whether this is going to be a hobby or if it's going to be a business. And to me, those are two very different things. I see so many people who it's a hobby. Well, what I want to do is I really want to hang out with my kids most of the day, and then I want to pick them up, and then I want to go on vacation, and then 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day or maybe 3 hours a week, I want to have some clients and I want to make X amount of money. Well, that's great, but that's not a business. That's not a full-fledged business. To me, that's a hobby. It's a side thing, a side gig, but it isn't a full-fledged business. In a full-fledged business, what your objectives are, one, to, at least in my case, it's to do something that I really love, that I'm really passionate about, to be really good at it, and also to make money. And so that's a business person, I guess, where that's where the business background comes in handy for me, versus a hobby of, yeah, well, I'll do this when I have time. So to me, that's what you've got to decide. So because your approach will be very different if you're just having it as a hobby. The other thing you've got to decide is, what do you want? And what I mean by that is, do you want to have a good cadre of clients that are repeatable and that give you references for other clients and et cetera for executive coaching? Or are you looking to do something, I don't know, just every so often, every 6 months? Or what's the flow that you need? And so to me, you've got to make those decisions up front so you can understand how much you're going to be putting into this. Because there is a lot to think about when you're starting a coaching business. There's way too many things that I can't even talk about on this podcast. You've got to think about, what type of business are you going to have? Who are you going to target? Are you going to be targeting executives? Are you going to be targeting leaders that are aspiring leaders who are coming up in the organization? Are you middle managers? All of the above. And those are very different coaching situations because they're at different points in their career. Also, do you have a background in leadership development? If you're trying to help leaders develop, do you have a basic understanding of leadership, all the principles of leadership? There's so much to go into that if, in fact, you're combining leadership development and coaching together into helping the people in the context that they operate, which is in business and in organizations. Are you going to have a niche? Are you going to focus on mainly nonprofit leaders? Are you going to focus on life coaching as well? There are so many questions to ask yourself. So that's another thing I would consider. And then finally, the other thing that I would ask you to think about is, how much time are you willing to put into this? Because there are so many components. There's marketing. How are you going to get your clients? There's how are you going to position yourself in a sea of people who are coming out, everybody putting up a shingle wanting to be in the same field. And not all coaches and consultants are created equal. So how are you going to differentiate yourself? And saying, well, I was just a former executive isn't going to cut it, because I would tell you, in this army of people that are doing this or trying to do this type of work, pretty much everybody has been an executive before that is going to go into leadership pieces. So that, and I know I'm exaggerating, but that is not the differentiator. There's got to be more there. How are you going to brand yourself? What do you specialize in? Is it generic? And I can go on and on. So those are my thoughts initially, is when people ask me, hey, can I spend 15 to 20 minutes of your time picking your brain? Those are some of the things that I would tell you. The other thing I would tell you is, I am actually, because this has become so, what's the word I'm looking for, has become so in demand that people keep asking me, what I decided to do is I decided to put together a cohort, an actual group of people where I am going to spend 6 weeks, once a week, offering you all of the things I know and all of the things I did to build my coaching business. And it's called the Executive Coaching Bootcamp. And I will be launching it in August. It's going to be for a very small group of people. And if you're interested in learning more, it's worth the investment. If you really are going to be taking it this seriously and really want to start a lucrative business and not a hobby, then I would really recommend you checking this out. You can contact my project manager at support@janetioli.com for more details, and she will notify you when registration is open and send you all the details when it's ready. But this is going to be a very unique opportunity because I have 20 years of experience basically in this field and working with executives and building a business that is six to seven figure business, high six to seven figure business in executive coaching and leadership development. So I have a lot of experience and thoughts to offer you, but also practical tips and tools of walking you step by step of what you need to do in order to be successful. So anyway, if you're interested, like I said, contact Kathleen at support@janetioli.com. And we'd love to have you in the bootcamp. But other than that, I wish you the best if you're looking to go into this field. It is incredibly rewarding. It is a lot of work if you want to be successful at it and you want to be good at it. There are coaches everywhere, and what you want to do is make a difference, I assume. And so if you really want to make a difference, you've got to put in the work and you've got to have a plan. And so best of luck, and I hope to see you at the coaching bootcamp.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this, every single moment you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.